Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Podcast Network Asia.
Welcome to episode 156 of Two Niner Rider. With us, we have Willie from Willie's Leathers.
Hello.
Woo! And then also we have Inigo. Woo! From Grit Moto.
Ayan, yeah, no? Ang daming fans nitong mga to. Mark Macali, hello. Buena Namano.
Parang younger brother ni Mark Macaulay to. Actually, mukha parang... So, okay. So,
ano? Yeah. Magkapatid to, si Inigo Macaulay.
And of course, with us, we've got Buck Pago. Woo! Coach Buck. And we have fresh from Thailand na walang pasalubong. Si Maki Aganon.
May akong pasalubong sa inyo.
May dala daw Goldilocks.
Masakit pa yung opera ko eh.
Maki celebrated Pride Month in Thailand. And then we'll see the fruits of yung trip niya in the coming months.
Oy, may pasalubong ako. Spices. Pag umorder ka ng pad thai dito, lagay mo yan. Mas masarap.
Chris, ano yung pasalubong ni Maki para sa'yo?
Nagdala ako. Ako sasagot para sa kanya.
Oh.
Mango sticky rice.
Meron naman dyan dito.
Hindi, mas kumasuman yun.
Hindi, pupunta na lang kami dun. Naghahanap pa kami ng flight. Punta kami Chiang Mai.
Junior.
Grabe, party. Alam mo, di ba nagano, your last trip, nag-Malta kayo, di ba?
Mm.
Sino nagdala sa'yo sa Malta?
Eh, asawa ko.
And then, nag-Thailand ka. Iniwan mo siya dito.
Kasi, babalik kami dun. Sa birthday niya.
Recon?
Malapit na. Recon? Oh, recon, oo. Recon lang yun.
All right. Moto News. Ito hindi chismis. It was a kind of sad bit of news yesterday yata. Yesterday lang to, no? During the hard rain, fellow rider took a spill and lost his life, man. What? Alam mo, every time something like that happens, hindi ko alam kung nature ng rider. Parang iniisip natin, paano ba iwasan yun, di ba? What can we learn from this tragic accident? We're not gonna share the video because, you know, that's a little bit grim. Pero ano ba nangyari? Do you guys know? Sino ba yung... Ikaw, Manny?
Oh, nakita ko lang yung video. Parang there was this rider sa Skyway. Tapos, hindi naman... Ako tingin ko hindi naman masyadong mabilis eh. It was just raining. Tapos nag-fishtail siya sa... Nag-fishtail, di ba? Tapos, sa, siguro na napiga niya yung preno, nawala yung harap. Tapos nag-low side. Low side.
Yeah.
Tapos, siyempre, nadulas. Tapos tumama yung ulo. Tumama siya sa barricade. Yun,
barricade na, di ba?
So, sabi eh, ano,
DOA.
Oh, DOA.
So, may his soul rest in peace. And for all the daily riders out there, please be careful extra because it's rainy season and it's dangerous.
But Inigo, you were sharing that, you know, you live in the south, no?
Yeah.
And you ride that area, so you know that stretch of road pretty well. Ano ba yung mga contributing factors?
Well, actually, funny because I was in the mode of designing pants, safety gear. Tapos yung time na yun, parang panay yun yung iniisip ko. And then I saw the video. When I saw the video, parang in-analyze ko tuloy. Paulit-ulit ko rin pinanood. Ganun, as what you said, parang to try and avoid it. And I noticed where his rear wheel slipped.
Bumigay.
Nag-fishtail. I remember that part clearly na may tar doon from old lane markings. Kasi iniiwasan ko yun, nakanabis ako. So talagang kinakabisado yung mga part na yan. So,
pero ano yung nature ng tar pag umulan? Ano yung bang... Kasi, Just like paint.
Yeah, it's
slippery. So madulas. Madulas talaga.
Madulas talaga. Or, I don't know, kasi medyo usually pagka di ba may binakpak na pintura, may lubog siya. So, I don't know if there was water there. So, some hydroplaning siguro. And then, madulas. So, pagka nag-give ka ng throttle dyan, talagang gaganon yung likod mo.
So, I mean, sobrang just the way he fell and what he hit, I mean, that just contributed to it. Pero, Coach Buck, anong tingin mo? What if you were in that kind of situation on that kind of bike? What could you have done? Kaya ba ibawiin yun?
Bawiwili yan.
Ako, no comment kasi wala ako doon, hindi ko nakita. Sa akin lang, dapat extra cautious tayo. Huwag tayo magmadali, lalo na pag umuulan. Dahil pagbasa ang surface, madulas talaga yan. So, number one, full gear.
Full gear all the time. See, we're in a group with BMW, ano, di ba? Yung nag-class tayo. And then pinag-usapan yun eh. Sabi ni Paolo Abrera, one of the things that he always rides with that protects his neck, no? Because we don't know. We're not experts. We need natin na autopsy. Pero what could have helped is the hit airbag, no? And ako, I don't use that in the city. I only use it kung nag-long ride tayo doon sa... Whenever we go out of town. Pero baka... And si ano din? Si Direk.
Sid?
Sid swears by it. No? Sabi niya, when he got into that spill in BGC, if he had that hit airbag or whatever brand you use.
Hindi siya mako-collarbone.
Oo. Well.
Hindi mo masabi.
Hindi natin masabi.
Accidents, di ba? Better safe na may maganda kang riding gear.
Or di kaya sa gulong din. Gulong definitely is parang it's yun lang ang ano mo eh, yun lang ang ano mo sa road eh. Don't scrimp on that.
Kaya riding gear all the time.
Riding gear all the time. Okay.
Riding the show. Gear
all the time. PSA from the producers. Okay.
Sorry.
Lapit sa mic, please.
Ayan na. Yeah.
Tutok mo!
So, tutok dapat mo. Riding gear all the time. Especially those riding gear that are made in the Philippines.
Yun! Alright.
Di ba?
Ganda ng segue. Sige, Maki. Simulan mo na.
Okay, so right now, we have Inigo from Grit Moto. And Willie from Willie's Leathers.
Hello.
So, we just thought about, ang dami kasing, ang dami ng riding gear na available. And I think it's about time that we talk about those that are gawang Pilipinas and talagang made the difference in the industry, especially for those. Kasi mahirap talaga maghanap ng riding gear for us. Kasi usually may ibang brands. Marami yung magandang brands. Pero most of the time, wala tayong size eh.
Oo nga. Si si Maki sa kids department. Sa shopping o sa ladies. Ladies. Si Gino, ganun oh, rin.
Diba? Medyo mahirap mag-shopping. Lalo na sa mga pants, sa boots. Kasi you have to fit it.
Before. No, and then also, I mean, our weather.
Yep.
There are no global manufacturers that come from a tropical country, diba?
Yep.
That's another challenge. And these guys, Gritmoto, actually, the first time I saw his gear was on you. And I was like, ganda nito ha.
Ganda talaga.
Parang pang pinas na pinas.
Uh-huh.
And then Willie's Leathers, the first time I saw your stuff was when Dante bought so much of your goods that he had to give you his Vespa to pay you off. So these are local makers that we use or mga tunay na rider na kaibigan natin like 13 Lucky Monkey use. So we want to highlight and these aren't super commercial. These are quality, locally made products. Yan.
Ayos. So unahin natin si ano si Inigo. So can you tell us something about Grit, your brand, the Grit Moto?
So Grit, it's really a very personal brand for me. So I came into the industry with just the hope of merging my passion with a business, basically. So parang it was my way out of the corporate life.
Ano bang ginagawa mo dati, pare?
IT.
IT.
So nasa IT ako, put up another business. Tapos eventually, I really wanted something na nasa motor and adventure related. So I was like thinking, okay, ano kaya ang ano, avenue pwede kong pasukin na wala masyadong local, what do you call this, manufacturers pa or brands pa. And then I looked around, motorcycle safety gears, wala pa masyado. It's all imported. Sabi ko, sige.
Kailan yan bro, kailan?
Pandemic.
Pandemic time.
2019 actually. Pero 2020 ako naglabas ng brand.
Pandemic so, baby pala yan.
Yeah, so I'm just like a lot, I'm a pandemic baby.
So, ang daming ano, no, na nahimasmasan nung pandemic, no? Gawa ako ng Grit.
Ang ano ko noon was, ano, was, kasi saan ba ako makakaposition sa industriya na to, na, alam mo yun, at least makaka-ano ko. And then yun yan, nakita ko, OZ pa lang ang talagang alam ko.
OZ
ano,
Racing.
Eh, matagal na dito sa ginagawa
na to. OZ, the OG.
Yeah.
Okay, Boss Sandro.
Idol ko yan.
Idol namin yan.
So ayun, and then I saw that niche.
Hmm. So what niche is that?
The local motorcycle safety and riding gears. Ayun. And then parang I looked in my contacts. So sige, ano kaya yung pinakaunang produktong mailalabas ko? And I knew someone na was making mountain bike shorts.
Oh.
Tapos sabi ko sa sarili ko, alam mo, pag tinitingnan ko yung riding public dito, laging, yun yung laging kulang eh. If you look at the daily people who commute, so the Lala Move riders, ganyan, yun yung kulang. So, I knew there was a problem that I can solve, add value to. So, ayun.
Wow, parang, may void dun sa market.
Kasi, pag tinignan ko rin yung mga prices ng imports, ang mamahal.
Mahal.
So, sabi ko, sige, at least makapag-provide ako ng something for the masses. Yun nga yung una kong target, actually, was the Lala Move Riders.
So we're looking at urban safety gear.
Yep.
It's a little bit more than, you know, just wearing a t-shirt. And hindi pang track.
Exactly.
Oh, si Maki, sinusot sa track eh.
pare,
that's why parang yun yung sabi ko, sige, gawa ka nga ng version ng mountain bike na to na may lalagyanan ng pads. Yun yung una kong ano sa kanya. Eh. So, it just went on from there.
Yeah.
And then, eventually, parang pinaikot-ikot ko lang yung ano, sa pads ko nung una was the EVA foam type pa.
Mm.
Tapos sabay, but eventually, it came to a point na, oh, I can invest on a better pads na parang it won't scrimp on safety. So, yun yung pads that we use. So, it's professionally made, of course, by not here, pero at least I know it has the technology to really save ano.
And we can impacts. Swap out the pads also.
Yeah, you
right?
can also can swap out the pads.
May dala ka ba dyan?
Parang universal.
Yeah. Oh, may dala siya eh. Oh.
So, this sample, was the product basically that launches into
pamain,
the market.
Pamain na lang po, ha?
Ah, pamain.
This was the pants. This was the pants.
May tanong si Gino. Gino, anong tanong mo? Post mo na, ha?
Ito, gumagamit to ng pads. Curious si Gino.
Actually, I'd like to thank Gino. I met him also. And he was one of the earlier... he was one of the earlier supporters. So, thank you, Gino.
Gumagamit ng pads yan, di ba? For his protection.
San? Ito pare yung pants.
Oh wait, so while we're setting that up, okay, Willie, how did you get into this?
Actually, nag-start yung ano, Willie's before pandemic.
Lapit sa mic.
Sorry.
Yeah, okay.
So, ano, dati kasi bumibili akong ukay, mga boots yun. So, yung ukay na binibili ko, so ano, nire-restore ko siya and then nire-resell. So, ano, napansin ko yung ano, yung market ng, ano, yung community ng ano, heritage kasi lumalawak. So sabi ko, why not ibenta ko dun.
Mm.
So yun, dumadami yung ano, customers ko. So, dinadamihan ko rin yung pagbili ng mga ukay. Now, kang pandemic, kasi side gig ko lang yun dati. Pandemic nga, ano.
Pandemic din.
Pandemic din.
Close yung company. Hindi nag-close. Nagtanggalan ng employees kasi...
Tama.
Yun nga, ginawa ng ano, ginawa ng company, may part na binayad sa amin, separation. So, yun yung ginamit ko as ano capital. Naghanap ako ng location dun sa Mandaluyong. So, dun na yung unang shop namin.
Ah, okay. Isan sa Mandaluyong?
Sergeant Bumatay.
And what do you guys make?
Dati, ano, restoration lang kami ng mga boots. So, ngayon, since naalaman na namin paano gawin, nagbabaklas kami ng mga boots na no, high-end. So, yung mga PNW boots, binabaklas namin. So, nakita namin paano ginawa.
Reverse ngayon, engineering.
Gumagawa na kami na no, sarili namin. So, it's all handmade.
Handmade.
And yung materials namin, sinosource namin from ano, overseas. So, mostly sa US.
Wow.
So, si Willie pala dahilan kung ba't nagmahalan yung mga ukay. Dato yung mga Red Wing, dala-dalawang daan, 150 lang eh.
Ang hirap na maghanap ngayon.
Oo, ngayon
sa Baguio.
Naman libo.
Akit ka sa Baguio, ano na, mahal eh. 5K
pataas. 5K
pataas. Dati sa Japan, mura lang eh.
So, ngayon, ano na yon? Yung Willie's Leather, isang buong sapatos na kayo nagkumagawa nun.
Actually, sa ngayon, parang dalawang ano nangyayari. Dalawang business eh. So, may restoration, tsaka yung handmade boots. So, yung sa handmade boots naman, parang hindi naman kalaki yung kinikita nun. Doon kami bumabawi sa restoration.
Okay. So, your margins in restoring the imported, more expensive boots are much higher than making it.
Mas labor-intensive pag ano eh. Pag... Luma na eh.
Ang overhead cost tsaka price ng materials medyo mataas kasi. So, nandun yung tax, shipping.
I'm curious, paano ka natuto maggawa ng boots?
Actually, ano eh, self-taught tapos research sa YouTube.
YouTube?
Kasi dati may
university. University.
May pinapanood akong si Brian the Bootmaker.
Ah, oo! So,
wala kang, pero wala kang experience na ginawa mo before na nagtrabaho sa boot. Factory.
Ay, wala. So, ano lang talaga.
Hilig talaga. Passion.
Passion.
Grabe.
And then ngayon, may mga tao na ako. Ano, dalawa lang. So, yun yung nakakatulong sa amin. Kasi yung volume na, ano, hindi namin kaya na ano lang. So,
okay.
We need mga additional stops.
So, alright. Now we've got the stuff out here.
Ito. Oh.
Ah, tanggalin na.
Pamain na lang, ah.
Pamain. Gray XS. So anyway, so this was the pads that was, I would say, more technologically better than just the EVA foam because it provides the comfort. So malambot siya. And upon impact, it actually hardens. I actually demo this to
parang
people.
Ano,
kasi tinatry ko rin eh. So D3O. Ginagawa ko, kahit ganito, sikuhin mo full force ang kanto ng simento, you will see the, ano, you will see the, what you call this, the impact disperse.
Wow.
Oh.
But technically, kaya nung baliin yung buto mo eh. So, ganun ko siya dinidemo nung una. Siyempre, maraming
application.
Maraming magtatanong, ganyan. So, this is something na parang, I believe we also don't have in the Philippines the capability to produce yet. So, sabi ko, sige, it's something that, ano, that I shouldn't scrimp on. So, since then, we have been using that as the main protector for our pants. Noong una nga naming linabas ko, kasi diba sabi ko, sa mountain bike shorts nang galing. It was a thinner material pa. So, people actually liked it. Pero ako, sabi ko rin, to find yung mas makapal na, na material niya, still provide the comfort kasi parang the pants name is the daily. So I was trying to get into that daily riding. So comfort, again, it's not pang track, it's not for ano, but it's something na
kesa,
okay. kesa naka jogging pants ka, it's an option. Plus, yun nga, so when may mga bumili, eventually, bari, sobrang komportable nito ah, ganyan, mismo. Ganyan. So, doon dumami and kumalat na parang word of mouth. May, there was one time pa nga na may nagsabi, ah, great, yeah, yung comfortable pants, di ba?
Comfortable pants.
So, I guess that's what allowed us to penetrate in the industry. And again, nung una nga, we were, ano eh, we were quite, what do you call this? Kabado ko kung may makakarinig na ako ng pag may sumemplang.
wait lang. May kasama ako sa Thailand, si Shred. Naka-greet din siya.
Yeah, si Shred.
Parang kinuwento niya nung FJ Moto. Ano? Parang binuhat niya yung motor, tapos sumabit yung knee niya sa exhaust. Buti na lang daw.
Nasunog? Well,
hindi nasunog. Kumbaga na-save daw siya nung ano. Nung riding gear. Napasok. Muntik na siya mapasok.
So, yun. So, when we thickened our pants, parang at least there is some sort of abrasion. Hindi ano, proof, but resistance to it. So, it helped. So, yun nga. So, I was saying, when we first received our first message of someone who crashed, I was, syempre, kabado ako. Mm. Parang, ako, I will take full accountability naman dyan. And then, parang his message was, bro, I got into a serious crash. Broken lahat ng ribs ko. Pero, your pants saved my knees. Pa-order pa ng isa.
Hey there! Alex Calier here. Bakit ako nandito? Kasi, gusto kong ipaalam sa'yo na may podcast din ako. It's called Punchline with Alex Calier. I talk about everything. Serious, happy, sad, pero sa dulo, may punchline or may comedy. Again, it's Punchline with Alex Calieja. Available on Spotify o kung saan ka man kumukuha o naikinig ng podcast. Namumukhaan kita, nilista ko pangalan mo, kaya see you there.
So may tanong si ano, si... What the hell is that? Buwang pinapasok
na tayo. Pinapasok na kami ng ano. Sino ba yan?
Indian scammer, oh.
Siguro. Huwag niyo i-click yung link, ha? No, may tanong si Gino kanina about sliding. Can we bring that up? Yun. Curious if grit has protection for long slides.
So, I would say in our current model, I have not yet to test, but we are actually, look, of course, parang this was my initial pants. So that was my pants for to really penetrate through the market. But we're serious also in what we're doing. So now we are also developing, building up, kumbaga. So sana makagawa na. I've got the materials na, yung mga may Kevlar infused, na single layer, ganyan. Pero it will jack up the price. Kasi wow, the material itself is expensive. So, ayun. Actually, parang ito kasing pantalon na to, bro. It ran for 3 years. And up to now, parang we are still not yet at the level to be able to, parang hindi pa namin maano yung demand or to parang realize its full potential as a product. Sourcing problems din ng ano ng material kasi nauubusan eh, nagkakagawa.
Supply chain.
Yeah, supply chain things. So parang this year was the right year for us to kind of like really look outside to be able to get yung material and at the same time parang innovate and introduce new stuff. So it's all being worked on pa. So abangan na lang in the future, guys.
Ayan. So, basically, it's an alternative to daily, normal, non-motorcycle wear.
Yes.
That again, for urban, not for track, Mackie. For urban, for people who commute, ganon. All right. And I kind of want to talk about the design process. And let's go back to Willie. How do you guys like pick a design? What goes into it? Is it function? Is it form? What inspires you to make those boots?
Actually, yung sa amin kasi is ano eh, more on custom build.
Wala bang sample dyan?
Ito. Kita natin yung boots. Para ayan,
lapit
yun. Yung idea sila.
Hinubat so, ni Willie yan. Sun-sun niya.
Lapit mo.
So it's an engineer boot na ano. I think mag-o 1 year na sa akin yan. So, yan yung ginagamit ko for rides.
May pang babae ba yan?
Meron.
Depende
kung...
Chris, gusto mo ba yan?
Kasi, for ladies kasi, mga five, size five.
Tinatakpan mo naman si Willie.
Kaya. Can you make
it? Tinatakpan ko na lang si Mari.
Oh, yeah. Sige, ako na lang. Dami ng exposure yan eh.
Asan yung camera? Yan.
Yan yung kabila. Ayan.
Ganda, no?
Oh, tell us about the boot, man. This is a podcast, not so, a video. Kwento mo naman. What's an engineer ano boot?
So, engineer boot, actually, ano, hindi naman talaga siya for engineers, but yung ano kasi, ginagamit siya more on rides din. So, yung design niya is may konting protection sa ankle kasi mataas. So, it's like 10-inch height. Now, itong ano naman namin, yung build namin is ano, it's either Goodyear welted or ano.
Yun.
Yun,
ano yung Goodyear welt? Okay. Can I tell you, I bought so many riding shoes na talaga yung mga from global brands, no? And, you know, yung natatanggal yung sole.
Mm-hmm.
I had one pair na Goodyear welted. And I keep on looking for this, and you only find this in really premium brands, no? And it's really important because no matter how used that boot is, pare bugbog na bugbog, ang pangit na, hindi pa bumibigay.
Yes.
So ano yung Goodyear welt?
Yung Goodyear welt kasi, yung upper, ito yung upper niya. So normally, yung sinasabi mong natatanggal yung ano, yung sole niya is because nakadikit lang yun. So, ginagawa yan normally ng mga mass production boots para mas dumami yung ano nila, mapuproduce na sapatos. But sa amin kasi, or like yung other Goodyear welted, ano siya, hand welted or machine welted. So, nakatahi talaga to sa ilalim.
Mm.
So, itong strip of leather na to, nakatahi siya sa upper. Tapos, itong labas na sole, nakatahi din dito. So, the advantage nun is, ano, resolable siya. So, kahit ilang years mo gagamitin, yung concern mo lang doon is pag na-pud-pud yung rubber, yun lang papalitan.
Okay, so this is a pair of boots that will last you forever. Like ako, after the pandemic, when I put on my sneakers, pare na hindi ko after yung mga lockdown, then nagmotor ako, pucha, natanggal yung ano, yung sole. These are those expensive sneakers that you buy, pare. They're disposable. They're not really made to be repaired, to be fixed, to be this is something that you use it, you save the environment, it's not disposable. And you can have it for a lifetime if you maintain it. Diba?
Yeah, tama.
Plus, it's customizable based to what you want.
Oh. Hmm. Kung wait, kailangan mo ng ano, malaking heel. Diba? Oh, like Aris.
Parang ako.
Sama mo na ako dyan.
Sama mo ako dyan. May nakita akong trend eh. Kasi lately, I have two boots. Yung isa, parang is it a trend right now that they're using tire rubber? As a, kasi I have one, Moto Z yung, ano, parang Moto Z yung isa kong sole. Tapos yung isa naman, Michelin naman yung nasa ilalim.
Yung mga Adidas, they use Conti. Continental, diba?
Actually, ano, less expensive kasi yung mga ano, rubber like yung kinukuha sa tires. Yung iba minsan binibili sa mga ano, sa yung galing sa mga airplane na ano, gulong.
Uh-huh.
So, sa Marikina may mga ganun na ano, it's ano, mas makakatipid ka doon. Yung downside is mabigat yung ano, yung rubber. Tsaka if you're doing it hand stitch, mahirap siyang tahiin. Kasi ano, napaka-dense ng rubber nun.
Okay.
So recycled rubber to galing sa mga
recycled
gulong.
Okay, so let's look at the so we know about the welt, the Goodyear welt. And if you guys are looking for motorcycle shoes, always look for a Goodyear welt. Ako, that's the number one tip. I've had boots give out on me on a long ride. Kailangan ko pa i-duct tape, hindi bibigay yung ganitong klaseng welt. Mapuputpud yung goma, mauubos, pero hindi bibigay. What went into designing this? What I mean, I see straps here, I see leather, yung mga ganun.
Influensya ni Dante.
Actually, ito, isa na eh. Inspired by ano, yung mga heritage boots. So, sa US kasi, may mga heritage community na ano, parang kukonti lang silang mahilig sa ano, yung mga boots na ginagawa from 30s, from yung iba nga mga ano, 1900s pa. So now, ginagamit nila for like pang bikes na ngayon. So yung design na to is kinuha namin dun sa ano, nakikita naming pinopost sa heritage community. Now, may binabago lang kami in terms of ano, sa patterns. Kasi yung iba, like yung part na to, straight lang sa amin kasi gumawa kami ng parang cup dito para hindi siya nagsaslide. But almost the same lang ano, almost the same na itsura lang from ano, from the bootmaker sa US. So yung design itself, hindi nang gagaling sa amin but sa mga clients namin.
Ah, so each has its own flavor. Custom boot you make.
Now, kung ano yung mas kumakagat dun sa ano, sa mga clients na, sa mga karamihan ng mga clients namin, yun din yung ginagawa naming mga designs ngayon. So, yung iba na medyo mahirap gawin, so hindi na namin siya pinupost as ano, yung regular
kasi
na...
matrabaho.
Tama.
Wait, so going back to what Mackie brought up, no, are there a lot of clients that ask you to increase their height? No. It is like si Aris. He bought that thing that you strap onto your boot, di ba? Para tumangkad siya. Para abot niya yung Africa Twin.
Yung next question ko.
Actually, maraming kaming clients.
Ano yung usual height?
Yun.
Tapos ang next, sino-sino sila? Gaano katangkad? Yung usual niya, dagdag.
I mean, I think lady riders also nagpapagawa, no? Ano yung mga ganon?
May mga bikers na nag-request ng ano, mga 2-inch height na. So, yung iba naman, yung normal na height lang, pinapadagdagan pa nila ng additional na lift para ano daw, hindi mahirap tumukod sa motor. So, yun. Ginagawa namin yun upon the request naman. Pero pag nagmumukha na siyang parang pambabae, so, ina-advise namin na ano, parang hindi na siya maganda tingnan, but if yun talaga yung gusto mo, then...
Okay lang.
At least hindi ako matutumba.
At least tatangkad ako.
At least hindi ako magpepelikan sa motor. Naka-isang paa lang.
Kwento ko lang yung ano, yung ganitong style ng engineering boots. Kasi work boots talaga siya. So meant to be worn every day. Kaya ganito yung design niya kasi mabilis siyang isuot at mabilis siyang tanggalin. So, yeah, kung kunwari, nasa Minahan ka, nagtatrabaho, lahat sila doon, ganyan ang uniform nila to eh. Nasa work boot. So, mabilis tanggalin, mabilis suotin. Ideal kung kunwari sa mga riders tulad natin na mayat mayat nagtatanggal ng sapatos, nagsusot ng sapatos. Na hindi mo na kailangan magsintas, hindi mo na kailangan magbuckle. Yun.
Quick dip, quick release. May tanong si King.
Si King, sabi niya, ano ba? Ano ang pinakamataas na sole na nagawa niya sa rig?
At kanino?
Mamaya ibubulong niya ako kanino.
Nakagawa kami ng 2.5 inch.
Uy.
For ano, lalaki yon, but I won't name him kasi. So, 2. Yun din yung concern niya. Is, ano, hindi niya abot yung...
Oy, ang tangkad! So, ganun, no? 2.5.
Maabot na natin tinere nun.
I don't know. May tanong si Gino. Okay. So, aside from it being a beautiful handcrafted shoe, how does it protect you?
Actually, yung work boot kasi namin, so may hardener siya dito sa ano, sa toes. May hardener sa back heel. Tsaka ano, gumagamit kami ng full grain leather na as thick as ano, mga 2.4 mm pataas. So if we compare it sa mga riding boots na yung may mga nilalagay na ng mga ano dito. So wala kaming protective ano noon.
Parang mga ganito.
Yung hard plastic yung mga protective sa loob.
Feature sa gilid. But yung sa amin is a toe.
Heel.
Sa heel. Tsaka yung the leather itself is makapal.
So, yes. No, sorry. I think a lot of people don't know much. I don't know a lot about leather, no? But my understanding is you've got different quality levels. And when you see something that says genuine leather, that's like one of the worst quality leather that you can get. Like, if you see genuine leather, it's like paper size na nakadikit sa cardboard, no? What is full grain leather and how do you pick the kind of leather?
Actually sa leather kasi if you cut it across dito, so sa full grain yung full grain leather yung wala pang ano, walang tapyas, hindi pa siya binabawasan kasi yung iba ginagawang split, yung split ginagawang ano as suede, ito buo siya. So ito yung balat talaga na nandito pa yung pores ng ano. So ito yung pinakamatibay na ano type ng leather. And then yung next is yung ano, top grain. So binabawasan nila ng outer layer para pumunta yung kulay. So yung the rest nun, yung mga waste is napupunta sa genuine leather, pupunta sa suede.
Ingat so, din yun. Kayo dun sa ano ha, yung ang bago ngayon na pangalan, ang term pala. Yung fox leather.
Fox leather.
Fox.
Parang Italian na ano eh. Designers.
It means fake.
Faux leather. Faux leather.
Faux leather.
Ano mo? Hindi ko nga ma...
Hindi ano, lang ginawa synthetic.
Hindi, pag synthetic tunog ano eh. Manufactured eh. Faux leather.
No, and then, I mean, you can feel the thickness talaga of the leather and you can see the grains. If you can't see the grains, you can't see the little imperfections in the leather. You know that's crap leather. Kung pantay-pantay and pare-pareho yung itsura.
Yeah. Waterproof
kaya
daw ba?
Kaya para sure.
Waterproof.
Ito, yes, yung ano, but hindi yung pangmatagalang ano, babad. So,
repellent.
Kasi yung leather kasi nag-absorb din ng ano, water. Pero pag papahidan mo ng ano, water
alam
repellent,
ba? Yung
pwedeng
waterproof.
Tumagal sa water.
Waterproof keeps the water in.
True.
Kaya hindi, alam mo, hindi
tinan mo yung Crocs. Ang dilis matuyo.
Oo, oh, kasi lahat nasa loob eh. Okay, ganun talaga.
Ano yung tanong ni King? I guess alligator, snake, or any exotic animal skin pwede rin po ba? Ipasadya, curious lang.
Wow.
Good question. I don't know if malalabag natin yung ano ng mga animal rights advocate, but
basta kinain mo. O kami, nag-burger or, kami ano, kanina. So, pwede na kami magsuot ng ano.
Siopaw!
gumagawa kami ngayon ng ano, crocodile leather. But the leather is ano, sinend sa amin from our client sa US. So, snake leather, well, hindi pa. But we're willing to try naman for as long as wala kaming na violate na ano.
Basta ethically sourced.
No? Yes.
And then, but I have a question. What kind, I mean...
Alligator? Maraming alligator.
Okay ba yun sa motor? Natibay ba yun?
Actually, parang, manipis yun eh.
Manipis yun, di ba?
Like 1.8, 1.5, 1.8 mm lang.
What would be like the best leather for motorcycle gear?
Ako, ano, full grain pa rin.
Full grain
but
pa
if you think of, ano, yung thickness, bison leather, pero may sariling character kasi yun.
May buhok? But,
hindi naman, wala. Yung,
ano yung
pattern ng texture niya.
Ano yung pinaka-comfortable na leather to use?
Well, for me, yung ano, horse hide, horse butt. Kasi napaka-smooth nung ano, surface niya sa likod. So yung flesh side niya is napaka-dense nung ano, fibers. So palakang naka-lining lang ng
pero matibay din.
Sobrang tibay.
Wow.
And yung ano, pag naluma naman siya, napakaganda nung ano kasi hindi siya nagri-wrinkles eh, parang waves lang.
Oh.
So what goes into like Maarte si Dante. So let's use him as an example.
Okay.
He contacts you, he goes, I want to have a boot made. What's the process like?
Pwede nasa ano naman kami, nasa Facebook, nasa Instagram. And may sa Google mahanap niyo rin kami, we have the phone numbers there and the address. So Waze, if gusto mo pumunta, nandun din kami. But
I mean is, alam ko maarte si Dante because he'll be like, oh, I want this boot, man. It's ganito yung design. And then he'll sketch it out and then he'll look at it and he's like, ang hirap, close up to. And mag-go back and forth ba? Like, does he have to come in there to be measured? Yung mga
ganon. Actually, normally kasi nag-uusap kami through chat eh. Like, sa ano,
so
like
nakailan back and forth ba with Dante? Because I would imagine Dante
si
would
Dante
be one of
mabilis
the most...
Dante lang eh.
So, ah, talaga?
Oo.
Mga 6 months.
Actually, yung ginawa ni Dante, nakita niya yung boot ni Jay Talok na ginawa namin. Sabi niyo, bro, ano, pagawa ko ng ganito, ganito lahat. So, napakadaling ano. Sabi ko, okay, ganito lahat. So, size na lang. Sabi ka, ano, send me your footrace tsaka yung measurements. Sabi na, hindi na, basta size 10. Okay.
How long does it take to for me to customize a boot?
Ngayon, lead time namin is 6 weeks to 8 weeks.
A month or more.
Kasi yung isang boot lang gagawin namin siya ng ano eh 2 days, 3 days bago ma-complete. Eh.
Okay.
So may nakapila pa kasi siguro mga ngayon mga 20 orders. So,
wow.
Medyo matagal yung ano namin.
Ganun talaga pag customize.
Oh, yeah. You have to wait. Yung key rings.
Pabila na tayo.
Oh. Oh, 9. I'm
12 and a half. Eh, dodrawing ko na lang mamaya. Parang noon bata ako, di ba, hingi ka ng may mag-abroad.
Papabili ka ng ano, rubber shoes.
Idodrawing nila, di ba, yung paha mo. And then,
pinaka naalala ko noon, i-fax mo.
Pa-fax na lang.
Hi, he's Chico Garcia.
And he's Gino Killiamore.
We're the hosts of Only Fun.
In our podcast, we explore the boundaries of our pleasure.
And test the limits of our pain.
It's business in the front.
And party in the rear? Wait, what? Wait, we talk about shows that we watch that might, you know, be entertaining for everyone else, right?
Yep, that's what I said. Check out our podcast. New episodes out Wednesdays and Fridays.
No drama, only fun.
All right, now this is for both of you guys. There's a lot of debate and a lot of discussion, no? Because of globalization and you were talking about supply chain and how to source these kinds of leathers, no? You said you have a client abroad who had to send you the leather for you guys to make it. For you, what does it mean to be made in the Philippines? Inigo.
For me personally, it's made in the Philippines if it contributes to the employees basically. So if provides a livelihood to yun nga, the locals, I would say it's made in the Philippines. Like the assembly, parang ganun. ako, definitely, most of my materials are sourced also overseas. Pero dito ina-assemble. I will make sure na dito ia-assemble. I don't mind parang bringing in materials. Pero assemble natin dito. So, ayun. That's, for me, what it is to be made.
So, even though it would have been, you could have just gotten your design, your patterns, talk to somebody on Alibaba, yes, and have it manufactured even cheaper. No?
Yes, exactly.
Because you already have the skill.
Exactly.
And wala kang headache of labor costs and all of those, ano, dole. And it's still always, take the time to really assemble it.
Yes.
Here in the Philippines and provide that livelihood.
Yes, exactly. So that's one of our, I would say that's one of the reasons why I also wanted to do a business related into my passion is because I also wanted to be able to help our local economy basically.
Yeah.
So that's the easier path eh. Maraming magawa niya na minsan nga a-approve ka na lang sa mga design nila eh.
Tapos
yung scale problem to be able to produce, let's say, sige, ngayon, 100 muna, tapos magiging 500, 1,000, mabilis, kaya. So parang, na-realize ko, it's the harder path, basically, what we guys are doing. But I feel it's also the most fulfilling one. So true to its purpose. So yun yung ano.
The harder, the better.
All right, Willie. What is made in the Philippines?
Well,
what does it mean to be made in the Philippines?
For me, if it's handcrafted, regardless of saan mo sinource yung materials. So let's say sinource mo overseas, but if you're doing, you're constructing or building it by hand dito, and yun nga sabi ni ano na if you employed local, ano staffs. And nakakatulong ko sa Philippine sa economy natin. I think yun yung ano idea ko about ano tawag dito.
Made in the Philippines.
About made in the Philippines.
So kung halimbawa, bumili ako ng ano yung brand na t-shirt at saka mga hoodies, yung sikat na brand. It starts with a G.
1G.
Then yung blank.
G?
Yung blank.
Giordano?
you buy like a Hanes t-shirt. No?
Oh, yeah,
and then you silk screen it locally. Is that made in the Philippines?
Yeah. If it's, para sa akin, if it's manufactured here.
Like our good friends in Macbeth. Made in the Philippines talaga.
Dito tinahi to.
Dito tinahi. May malaking factory sila.
Ang lupit na segue.
Tunay na rider. Tidy Whiteys. Made in the Philippines.
Nawala sa isip ko. O, di ba? Yan ang ano, nag-create ng local employment.
Oo.
So, parang you have this brand, but if you manufacture stuff in the Philippines, yun na yun.
Yeah.
Tsaka quality. Supportahan mo yung kababayan mo.
Yun, no?
May dilaw.
May ilaw. Reflection yan, ha? Hindi yan.
Ito pala yung camera, eh.
Ayan, o.
Macbeth. Mas focus pa sa logo ng Macbeth.
O, di ba?
Yun.
May dilaw pa.
Gabit na ba?
And on that note, for Willie and Inigo, we've got official certified tunay na rider beefs for you guys.
Yeah!
Oh, may naisip ako. Peram ng brief.
Susuot.
Ito ang next product ni Inigo. Pero nung pads.
May dilaw.
Dapat meron din tong ano eh. Protection dito.
Ayan!
Sa harap.
Lagyan mo ng packet para may protection.
Pwede mo rin piliin yung size depende gaano. Oh, yeah.
May mas maikli.
Ito pang foreign.
Asian size.
Pwede, di ba?
Yeah. All right, so okay, now I want to ask you guys the motorcycling questions. You talked about making gear in Inigo because, you know, it is your passion. You love to ride. and you wanted to help other riders. How did you get into riding motorcycles?
Very young. I started riding sa kapitbahay kong Honda Tact. Na paunang Tacti tsaka Tact, two-stroke na scooter. Medyo parang grade 5 pa lang ako noon. Tapos sabay, oh, yun, ano, may motor, ganyan, try natin. So, unang try ko, Pak, same lang. Bayad ka agad ako sa kanya. Tapos sabay, natuwa naman ako, numinayaran ko, yan, pinayagan niya pa akong umikot. Tapos natuto ako, doon ako natuto na magmotor. But it's only late, itong 2017, where I really got na say, okay, bibili na muna ako ng motor. I got fascinated with the custom scene. I was cycling. So, nung galing ako sa cycling, I was cycling since 2010. So, parang yun yung naging transition ko into motor cycling. Dati sabi ko, hindi ako magmo-motor.
Sino nang budol sa'yo?
Si Eric. Which is my scuba instructor and now partner ko rin dito sa Grit. So, parang I was like, bro, lagi mo nang tinitignan niya na. Kasi yung Instagram ko, panay mga scrambler, mga cafe racer, 2017. Tapos sabi niya, kamutin mo na yan.
Okay,
so that's what
na.
Got
kamutin
me back
mo
into
na
it. So, ayun. Then eventually, I realized that what I feel sa bike, pagka naglo-long rides, ganyan, it's the same thing that I feel, yung euphoria ba, that I feel sa pagmumotor. And eventually, thank you, Coach Mel. So, ayun, parang mas na-hone down ko rin to adventure riding. So, it's really, eventually, parang Grit I'm seeing also it as an adventure brand. Kasi, our pants, yung gamit namin ngayon, aside from the urban landscape, I realized it was very good for enduro and trail also. Iba kasi yung ano mo doon, eh, parang mas appropriate din doon. Yung movement, ganyan. So, ayun.
And we're also for enduro and trail, you don't need the abrasion resistance
as
much. No, you need mobility more. Movement. Tama ba, di ba? And the pads, except for yung mga knee brace and all that.
But mukhang maglalabas din si Inigo ng mga knee brace.
Yun, no?
Ano yun? Compatible pants.
Yeah. Yan nasa works. The adventure pants din.
So, anong motor mo ngayon?
Ngayon naka-Himalayan ako. So, it's talagang ano eh. Nung sinimulan ko rin kasi itong Grit, it was really my last savings eh. Nasa ganung situation din ako noon eh. So, parang...
Tama, nakuwento mo, di ba?
So, I was in after nung ano, naubos ko na ipon from corporate, ganyan. Tara, I was in a business also that wasn't, that was quite challenging to handle. I actually put up a delivery company parang Lala Move.
Cool.
So that ran from 2018 to 2021. So parang yun yung unang stint ko into parang motorcycling, ganyan. So kaya sila rin yung una nasa isip ko. So anyway, ayun. So parang that was my... Last ano, so tumagal before, parang lahat mo ng money sa business. And then eventually, I had the opportunity na to be able to purchase my big bike. So, and nung time na yon, even my scrambler, I was taking it anywhere. It's a 150 na SZ na kinustomize ko kasi I was also in the, dabbling on that. I was learning a lot about the bike, the ins and outs. Ni North Loop ko yon. And then, to test my gear also. Tapos ayun, ngayon parang I got myself an adventure bike na ano lang. It's a basic adventure bike but I feel it's the right one for my height. And yun, I can really parang know the ins and outs of it.
Kaya matakot, nandyan na yung Willy's Leathers.
Oh, okay. Alright, so speaking of Willy, how'd you get into riding?
Yung unang motorcycle ko is ano, Honda... XRM 110. So, it was a gift from my mom kasi...
Bait naman ng mom mo.
Parang ano, nangyari sa graduation, late graduation gift.
Kailan to?
Ano, 2005. Wow. So, yun, yung ginawa ko dun is ano, kasi naging uso din yung tatanggalan mo ng lahat ng plastics. So, parang skeleton na lang. Tapos yung gulong na maliit. Nangyari doon is, na aksidente ako dahil doon. So nagkaroon ako ng siguro mga 10 stitches dito sa no. After that, hindi na ako umulit. So yung girlfriend ko dati na naging wife ko na ngayon, sabi na ano, huwag ka nang magmotor ulit.
Mm.
Eh ngayon lang ako bumalik, 2022 na. Nung nag-start na ako magbenta ng mga boots. Kasi kailangan ko talaga sa delivery. Dami kong...
Lohan pa kami.
Yung ginagamit,
malusot namin.
Yung ginagamit ko sa delivery, ano, scrambler.
Ayun, na-convince ko naman siya. So, nung naghanap na ba ako sa marketplace, may natanong akong nagbenta ng Vespa, and then nag-message din si Dante, nag-comment si Dante dun sa message ko. Sabi niya, meron akong ano, S125, baka you're interested.
Mahal magbenta si Dante. Kasi kung bumili ka ng Vespa sa kanya, kailangan mo bumili rin ng ano eh.
De, alam
ng Sing Sing. Ng 13 Lucky Monkey na ring eh.
Package. Alam ko bakit niya binenta yung S125.
So yun na yung gamit ko ngayon, yung Vespa. And I'm thinking na mag-upgrade siguro. Convince ko pa si Mrs. ko.
Hindi na pang-deliver yan.
Yung Vespa yung pang-deliver.
May sinasabi si Mel, yung brief na binigay, masigip.
Mag-diet ka.
Mag-diet ka.
Last week, kasha yun eh. Hindi na agad nagkasha.
Ay, maganda yung comment ni Juan Miguel Sevilla.
Yeah, ano?
Good evening, great TNR. Stories. Great stories, Inigo. Humble beginnings, amazing products, Grit.
Ikuwento mo rin, bro, may kunin ako sa akin dati. Ano, bakit Grit yung pangalan ng ano mo?
Yun.
Company mo.
O, then tanong natin kay Willie, bakit Willie's Leathers?
Ni Adams, ni James.
Bakit hindi Dante's Leathers?
Grit is very personal for me.
Willie's Leathers naman, nag-upisa
sa amin. Parang, parang it's what I felt actually that I needed when multiple businesses were also failing, parang ganon. So it was really the grind to continue, parang ano, kaya so parang sabi ko noon, kung meron akong ipapangalan sa brand ko, it will be Grit. Parang dati it started from mountain or cycling, and I was like, okay, ano yung something na name that's related to the travel. Sa cycling din kasi, talagang kung gusto mo makapunta from point A to point B, kailangan kaya ng katawan mo eh. Although ngayon, hindi na. Kaya talagang ganito.
Asenso na, Juan Miguel. Hindi. Asenso na eh.
Oo. Naka Himalaya na to eh.
Yeah, so ayun, parang the journey from pagka sa cycling, you really need to have a lot of grit pagka gusto mong ma-achieve yung ano mo eh, yung puputan mo. Parang it also is a nice name for parang yung road dirt basically. So it's grit and grime basic. So parang sabi ko, if there's gonna be a brand na parang ilalagay ko into my brand, so it's gonna be Grit. So sabay parang eventually it started first as a bicycle brand. Tapos sabay, nung na-inlove ako sa motor, sabi ko, parang ganun din pala feeling. Makakarating pala ako doon na hindi ako napapagod.
Na-realize ko.
Pwede din to dito. So yeah, that's why parang migrated that idea brand to my motorcycle.
I love it. Know? No, I can relate, man. Any building a business, any entrepreneurial endeavor, like what you guys have done, requires grit, lalo na in the Philippines. It seems like everything is against you, diba? Arang ang kalaban mo, mga big mega corporations like exactly. SM or yung mga Lazada, diba? And then you also have a lot of challenges with government, with supply chain, with everything that could go wrong. Is here in the Philippines to challenge an entrepreneur. And you really do need grit. And I'm so impressed by what you guys have done.
Thank you.
Grit, polish, shiny things.
All right. Before we jump into our final question, because we're topping off on the hour, where can people get your stuff? And anything you guys want to share?
You can get our stuff from our Facebook or IG. Just contact there, sasagot yon. We also have our small showroom in my partner's house in Brookside. So you can get it there sa Kaintayon. But we also have been working with friends that have turned dealers, that those sa mga naniwala, so very thankful for them. So you can also get it at Label Cafe, at Imprint Yo, Customs. Si Derek. You can also get it from 108 Garage, tawag dito, FM Cafe, meron din sa Motor Rocks. Man, you need to make sure na wala akong makalimutan.
Go for it, man. Go for it. Take your time.
From Stella. Stella, the one that does a lot of Vespas also, so you can get it from them.
Makimoto.
Oh.
Order kayo sa akin, may discount.
So, ayan. So, we're slowly, ayan, slowly also parang growing that. I believe kasi na, I believe in win-win situations. So, parang, even when we were designing one of our products, or our base layer, parang sabi ko, I don't want to compete with the local jersey market. Parang sabi ko, I'll make something that's complementary to them. So, ayun. So, parang that also paved our way to be able to be placed doon sa ano, establishments na yun. So, thank you for the dealers na iniwala. Oh, Moto ACCS also is upcoming.
Oh, wait. Sorry. Nandiyan si Moto Doggo. I love Moto Doggo. Every time I get to ride with this incredibly adorable dog, si Corey, it just makes any long ride awesome. Moto Doggo, they have a Q815 dog strap na kung saan nakasakay si Moto Doggo.
Doggy strap?
Oo. Doggy strap. Gusto ko ng doggy strap, Moto Doggo. Invite natin. That's another Pinoy in Pinoy Moto Gear. Sama doggy natin sila Moto Doggo.
That's a very awkward product, dude.
Doggy all strap.
Alright. And then, now, you Willie.
Well, you can find us on Facebook, Willie's Leathers, Willie's Handcrafted Boots, and then sa Instagram naman, Willie's Leathers din. So, pwede ako yung magiging kausap nyo if, ano, if mag-chat kayo. So, I'll make sure na ano, makakasagot ako agad kasi minsan maraming inquiries. But siguro by within the day, masasagot ko yan. And yun. Saan pa ba? Sa Brixton, ano, Brixton Bespoke Bikes. So, may mga display kaming shoes doon. So, pwede rin kayong pumunta. Pwede nyo ma-check yung sapatos. And if you want to, ano, schedule foot measurements or may papa, ano kayo, papa-deliver sa, ano, Brixton, pwede akong pumunta.
I-fax mo lang.
Fax.
Ano, drawing nila, tas i-koreo nila.
All right, and I guess finally, we go to our penultimate. Penultimate actually is a weird word, but I won't go into it. Our final question. What is your definition of Tunay na Rider? Okay, Inigo.
So actually, this was the first shirt I designed.
Ayan.
So, you know, basahin natin.
So it's ride to
survive.
Ride. To survive.
Yon. All right. What does that mean?
So this was my life then before. So in order for us to be able to have a living, parang ganyan. So as long as you ride well, you grind well, and at the same time you also obey the laws, be safe. So since we're doing safety riding, you're an advocate of that. That's what it is to be a tunay na rider. So it's really about being a gentleman on the road, being safe for others, and ride to survive, basically.
Yon. And yeah, shout out to two people who have made such an impact in safe riding in the Philippines, si Coach Clyde and, of course, si Coach Mel. Shout out. All right, ikaw.
Well, sa akin, my definition for ano, tunay na rider is you have to be responsible. Yung hindi ka makakos ng accident sa iba or hindi ka ma-accidente. So you have to, ano, tawag dito, pag-aralan mo muna yung mga rules sa daan. Ano pa ba? So yun, be a responsible driver lang. Lagi.
Yan. So, and I think ano, si Henorio, ang tunay na rider, anong nakalagay? Tapat na negosyanteng
Pinoy. Yung yun ang importante.
Support local. But you know, I'm iffy about that term support local because there's something about grit and Willy's Leathers. It's not just about being local. It's incredibly good quality, well-designed products with passion. It's not just, you know, parang bili ka dahil kamag-anak mo, bili ka dahil Pinoy. These are great products that have clear product market fit.
Yep.
That can help people and look freaking awesome.
And evidently, it's better than some imported products.
That's a Goodyear welt, man. I mean, that's quality.
Yep. Di siya faux leather.
So, on that note, yeah, thank you guys for being on
thank
the
you.
Show.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Willy. Ba kayong, thank you. May gusto ba kayong batiin at pasalamatan?
Mga happy birthday, kapitbahay!
Well, first of all, I would like Mises. To thank everyone who has believed and supported us on our day one. Parang binilang ko kailan riders ay na servan, parang ganyan. And quite, I'm very overwhelmed about it. And I really, from the bottom of my heart, thank you guys for believing in us. And hopefully, we'll be able to also produce more. And yan nga, innovate also. Lift up that gawang Pinoy kind of thing. Yan naman, yan naman.
All right. Oh, Willy.
Well, thank you sa mga clients namin who stayed with us hanggang ngayon. Yun lang.
All right. So again, thank you, Grit Moto. Thank you, Willy's Leathers. This whole month, we will be highlighting, showcasing incredible Filipino products, incredible Filipino gear makers. If you know anyone, please comment and we'd love to have them on the show. Basta quality lang ha.
Comment nyo below if you have anything in mind na Filipino made products. We'd like to have them here in the show because we want to support our fellow Filipino riders who also support the riding community. Drive Plus.
Hindi diba? Lang yung mga nag-import sa China and tinatakan ha. Yung talaga gawa dito comment sa Pilipinas.
Comment nyo lang below. Oh.
Tsaka ano ah, huwag yung mga nagpo-promote ng kaguluhan sa mga event.
dapat may moto ethics, di ba? Dapat tunay na rider.
May sibilidad.
Oh.
Right.
I-screen namin yan, no? Hindi namin lahat papapasukin dito.
Alright, and that's it. See you guys next week.
Bye-bye! Special thanks to our sponsors, Moto Lason Club,
Pili ko ang Pop dami nanonood kasi naghihintay ng pa-raffle eh.
Si Jano na si Gino. Active
Gino. Next time.
Active sa comments eh.
Magpapa-raffle kami next time. Medyo ano to eh. Medyo ano tawag doon? Late notice.
Oo nga.
Pero anyway. Pero buti na lang pumunta sila dito.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.